Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you've gone through 4 weeks of training camp, you're halfway through game week prep. What's been the biggest difference in this offense this time compared to last year?
I just think comfortability, you know, and it all starts up front, right? Coach Stack's done a hell of a job, getting those guys, going through a whole year of how we do things and how we operate, getting those guys really, understanding, who we want to be on offense and, just how in shape our O-line is, and how, they've all kind of slimmed down, like Bears, down, 20 something pounds from last year. So just the comfortability in the system, how much faster we can, make our calls and communicate, as a whole offense, understand the signals, understand the tempo, and understand, type of urgency that we want to play with. Right. So that's what's been, really good about, this camp is seeing all that growth that we had from last year.
I guess an opponent that you're going to be a heavy favorite against. I mean, what do you have to see on Saturday to say, yeah, this offense is going to be
I don't really look into all that favorite stuff, coming from FCS, man, when I was at Western Carolina, we were up, balling Georgia Tech in 22, last year, Western Carolina, where my dad was at was, beating NC State all the way to the last, 4 or 5 minutes of the game, for us, man, I just want to see us play hard, right? You can't take anybody lightly. Everybody has good players. I think they're a veteran team that has a lot of guys on defense that's played a lot of football. And for us, man, I want to see us come out and just play hard in them. That's who we want to be. We want to play really, really hard. I want to see us be efficient. And I just want to see us play good football. I don't want to see sloppy stuff like penalties and turnovers, right? I want to see us take care of the football. I want to see us gain positive plays every play. And if we can play positive football, I really believe anytime we're moving the ball and we're not going backwards, we're a pretty balanced offense, and that's when we're really good.
How was Eli's camp?
I thought Eli was good, man. I think, from where he was in spring after the injury to where he is now, he made a big jump, obviously he's taking care of his body, right? He's back in, really good shape. He's just back confident with the injury that he had. And I think from, beginning of camp to where he is now, I really think the last week and a half, he's kind of went to another step. So, I'm comfortable where he's at, obviously him having experience, right, from last year. He just hasn't played a game in a long time. Like a true game, So, the good thing is we have our game plan in now for this week. We've had in for about 2 weeks now. Obviously, we worked on some of it over summer. So, I think he's really comfortable with what we're doing offensively with the game plan. And he's a game plan guy. He loves things structured and game plan. Camp is kind of, you're installing so much stuff, You're trying to get really the whole playbook in to get ready for the season. And so now we're in a game plan where it's like, okay, this is exactly what we're trying to get and what we're trying to get accomplished. So, I like where he's at right now.
What's different about this offense from year 1 to year 2?
Yeah, I think it's, when it comes down to it, right, once you kind of, earn some respect when it comes to the way we throw it, I think, we had a lot of success early in the season throwing the football down the field. And as an offense right now, you got to be able to do other things really well, right? Whether it's, we got to be able to run the football when teams take away the deep, the passing game, right? We got to be able to get the ball out of space. Our screen game's got to be better this year, blocking on the perimeter, right? And some of it has to do with, creating depth, right? Can you be two deep at every position, two or three deep instead of being one deep, right? Because you're going to have have injuries. It's just the way it is, right? So I think we've done that, you know, and then getting guys that fit, you know, when you come into a new place and it's sort of totally opposite. I mean, to me, you're talking about totally ends, you know, you got this end of the spectrum where Pitt was at offensively, the type of offense it was, and then where we are, where we're more of a new version of the NFL, where we're more tempo and kind of out in space NFL passing game, where you got to be able to run a bunch of routes. You know, schematically, you know, we want guys that can run their whole route tree, you know, that can separate and do things with the ball in space. So, you know, now getting those guys in here, not trying to, you know, we only got a couple guys that can do those things like we had last year. Now we got, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys that can do the same things. Makes sense. So you're not having to, you know, do as much different stuff to try to play to their strengths. So, you know, we got a bunch more guys that we can kind of, you know, put in there and rotate in, which I think is going to be good for us.
Speaking of depth, obviously you have Dez and Joel's in that running back spot, but after that you're pretty banged up with injuries. Is there any concern there about depth at that spot?
You know, not really. I think obviously with the two freshmen out, you know, that surprised us, you know, cause they're really talented. We felt really good about the freshman running back class. And so, you know, I feel good, man. You know, Dez is a workhorse. He's always been one. You know, Goff has had a great camp. I think he's went to another level. You know, he was a freshman last year just trying to learn. He's gained another, I think, 10 or 15 pounds this offseason. So I love where he's at. And I think, you know, behind him, we kind of got, you know, different guys. You know, we obviously, you know, we have – I think Caleb Williams has had a great camp. He's more that bigger downhill running back that we want to have in short yard situation. And that's why we brought Jalen Williams in here for too, because, you know – for my dad last year, even come off a knee injury, you know, he scored, I think, 10 touchdowns in the red zone, right, on short yardage. And we wanted a guy who could do that. And also he catches it well out of the backfield. You know, he caught 30 balls for me in 2022. So he's more that bigger back that's, you know, can run it downhill. But to me, we kind of got different guys is what I like. They're all a little different. And obviously Boozy's, you know, could be special with his speed. So I feel good as long as, you know, we got to use them the right way, right? Like I believe, like, you know, we have a ability to play more than just two guys in a game. We just got to use them in certain situations, you know, and play their strengths.
In addition to having a lot of the same personnel as last year, just what kind of lessons do you feel like you learned individually just as a play caller that you can translate that will help you into year two calling shop offensively?
Yeah, you know, I still think it's way different than it was 3 or 4 years ago, you know, with the portal, man. It's just, it's changed college football, you know. And what I mean by that is that, you know, like usually going into spring ball, right, like you have a bunch of guys back. And even though we do have guys back, we still have a bunch of new guys, you know, and definitely the skill positions, right? Like, you know, you look at guys that played in games last year that are playing this weekend. You're talking about Kenny and Popper are the only ones at receiver that played in games, right? You're talking about running backs. Maybe Goff played a little bit in the season, right? Him and Dez. So even though we do have guys coming back that are kind of main part of our offense, you know, and obviously it helps, but it's still different, right? What I've kind of learned in the last couple of years is that you still have to change the way you install and to change the way you do things because, you know, the quarterbacks and stuff, the guys that are back want to do a lot, right? Like the receivers want more stuff, right? You know, concept wise, but then also you have so many new guys that you're just teaching how to line up in your system, you know, that came from different systems that do things different, right? So, you know, I think we do a great job of throwing everything at them like we've done in the spring and summer. You know, we went through 9 installs in the summer for a reason. We didn't go back to the beginning. We went 1 through 9 in the summer. And the reason we did that is so we can have a lot in our back pocket, right? So we can really attack people and put a lot on the kids. And I think they've done a really good job handling that.
What have you seen from Keith and Jeff?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, Keith played in a similar type tempo, you know, where he was at. Obviously, Jeff did it, right? You know, Michigan was huddle, you know, 12, 13 personnel, you know, downhill, which we still want to be a power run game. You know, that's who we want to be. We want to be able to run ball at people. But, you know, I think they've done a great job. You know, Jeff, from spring to where he is now, I mean, he's always been a really good run blocker. Like, even in spring, he was able to roll his hips. But where he is in the pass game right now, in pass pro, I think he's made a huge leap. And obviously, we practice a lot, right? We work on, you know, drop back throwing like an NFL team. So he gets a lot of kicks in every day. And then, but those two's played great together, you know. They're both physical. You know, Jeff is, like I said, really long and athletic. And Keith, man, he's got that just, you're talking about like a pit-o lineman. You know, like, he's your type of pit-o lineman. He's tough. He's nasty. He's got some stuff to him. And he's played a lot of football. The one thing I love about him is that he's played so much football that he understands twists. He understands defensive line, D-lineman alignment. Like, he kind of sometimes understands what's going to happen up front with a blitz or a twist because he just has a lot of experience. So he's just a savvy player. And I think we've done a great job recruiting the three or four we got in the portal. They're really going to help us, man. I feel like we're a lot deeper this year.
Would you describe Eli as a risk taker? As a quarterback?
I think sometimes he is. You know, I think he needs to be, you know, I think he needs to be more aggressive, if that makes sense, you know. Obviously, you know, Desmond Reed's a really good player, right? And obviously, and we want to find ways to get those that guy the ball as many ways possible. But, you know, when teams start trying to take him away and rolling coverage to him and not guarding him with linebackers, which I wouldn't do that if I was them. You know, now we have to be able to throw the ball down the field, and we got to trust the protection, and we got to trust the plays that we're putting in, and he's got to let it rip, right? And I think he's been doing that this camp and summer. I think he's been more aggressive throwing it down the field. You know, I saw something on the head coach for the Vikings, which I love talking about quarterbacks, but, you know, who cares about, you know, turn the ball over in camp, right? And what I mean by that is if you don't learn how to, you know, on that third and six, third and seven in practice, or that second down and five, if you don't work on trying to make that throw in practice, right, and try to make that tough throw to keep a drive alive, or that drive might win you the game in the fourth quarter, that third and seven, right, that you got to make a throw. If you don't practice on trying to make those throws, then you're never going to have confidence to throw them in games. Does that make sense? And so it's my job to coach now what happened to that throw, right? Was it – did you throw that pick because your eyes wasn't there fast enough, or did you throw that pick because your feet – weren't set fast enough, right? Like, that's my job to coach the stuff happening to the play. But as long as he's doing those things right, his eyes are in the right area of fear, he's on time, and he's not throwing the ball late, and guess what? He forces one because he's trying to make a throw in practice. Hey, man, we can learn from that. Does that make sense? So, you know, I think those are the things that we're trying to, you know, really give him confidence, and I think he's taking the kind of run with it, you know, being more aggressive.
Okay, are those outside guys ready to make plays?
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny, man. You know, obviously Kenny's a really good, you know, big body receiver that makes tough catches, right? He knows how to win vertically down the field. You know, Pop's a great route runner, knows what we want, and knows how to get open. But then you got those guys to the field that can really run, man. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, you got the Blue Hickses, you know, you got Deuce Span over there, you got Cam Sab. They're all really, really fast guys. And it's just been kind of fun this camp, you know, where we were having to move the ball a lot last year, right? Like, if we didn't have perfect plays, we kind of struggled moving the ball some versus our defense, right? But what we've seen sometimes this camp is that, man, those guys can create some special plays, right? We create more of those where, shit, we might just throw a hitch out there or slant, and a guy might go 30. Or we might hit, now we're hitting more post routes from more down the field throws. So, you know, I think when you can stretch people vertically, it opens up everything, whether it's the run game, whether it's the screen game, whether it's the drop back passing game. And I think now we got a group of guys that can really do that consistently, not just one or two guys. Now we got like three, four, five, six of them that can do that. And to me, man, you know, no one wants to call 13, 14 plays a drive, right? It's hard to do that. You know, it's hard to do that in NFL and expect college kids to be able to do that every drive to go 11, 12 plays is tough because you got to play consistent football. So we got to have some drives where, heck yeah, we got to be able to drive the ball and be patient and take what they give us and run the ball and get, you know, 12 play drives. But also we need to have a couple drives where, you know, we score really explosive. And so I'm excited. You know, that's the mindset of this team, and hopefully we can do that this year.
Naturally, the offensive line takes a lot of responsibility to keep Eli upright.
Yeah.
Does he maybe have a responsibility when he scrambles or when he's around the pocket to think about it, kind of hits in his thinking?
Oh, 100%. You know, obviously, I love where we're at up front this year. I think where we're at in the pass pro in our pocket is so much better than last year. And obviously, you know, just doing getting a lot of reps with throwing the football. But, you know, I'm very hard on the quarterbacks, right? I played position 4-year starter. My dad played it. We believe that it's the quarterback's job to get rid of the football, right? If we're giving up a lot of sacks, I put it on the quarterback. It's just who I am. You know, it's our job to know where our hot sack. It's our job to know how to get out of the pocket and understand when to step up in the pocket and run and when to get out of the pocket and how to get rid of it. And we have to understand our answers to do that. And so, you know, I put a lot on Eli and the quarterbacks that, hey, we have to get rid of the ball. Listen, those guys' jobs are hard, man. It's 5 guys. They're in the trenches. They already got a hard enough job, right? We have to make the O-line's job better. And you know, and we got to take ownership of being good at that. And I think the O-line has to take ownership of keeping the quarterbacks upright. And I think the quarterbacks are trying to do a better job of, hey, how fast can I get rid of it and make sure that we're not creating negative plays? Because as long as we're moving the ball forward, we're going to be a pretty good offense.
Dez has said that he wants to do more to help this team win this year. What more can he do after an All-American season?
I think what he means by that is, you know, Dez is really hard on himself, right? You know, he's always watching film. He's always trying to find ways to get better. I think for Dez is that he just wants to be even more consistent. You know, like, yeah, he creates some explosive plays. Yeah, he's going to fit you up in the pass pro game. He's probably one of the best pass pro run blockers you've ever seen, or pass pros at his size. Yeah, he's going to catch out of the backfield. But for him, I think for him, he just wants to show that every down he's playing super consistent football. And I think that's just his mentality. He almost wants to be perfect. And I think that's what he means by that.
Tight end that you have right now,
especially how Jay Bell would work. Yeah, I feel good. And the reason why is because, you know, obviously we had Gavin, who was an NFL guy last year, right, who had a lot of ability. And then, you know, Jake came in kind of late. You know, he was a transfer. And so he was on here really for a semester with us before the fall. And so, but really we didn't really, you know, trust anybody behind him yet. Does that make sense? So we kind of felt kind of, you know, we had those two guys. I feel good about playing 3 guys right now, even 4 if we have to. Just certain situations depend on if we want to run the ball or throw the ball with Max, how we want to do it. But I feel really good trying to play all 3 of those guys. They all kind of bring something different. The one thing I love about all 3 of them is that they play really hard. You know, so like they're never the type of kids that's going to go in there and not play hard and play physical. So I think, you know, we just got to, you know, keep them fresh, because if they can be fresh with the way we play with tempo, as much 11 personnel that we play with 3 receivers and a tight end on the field, if we can keep those tight ends fresh, we can even do more stuff because, you know, they're not getting wore down. So I'm excited about that group, and hopefully we play consistent football there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.